Hey guys, please check out our email, thoughtcasterspc@yahoo.com. Send us some love or some hate. Talk some shit with us. But we would love to hear from you.
In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
She was grand. I fell in love, then I found her hand. It went well for a week or two, and then it all came unglued. On this trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who. Okay.
Holy shit! We are doing a podcast. An actual podcast.
I know, buddy.
When was the last one?
Fuck, you tell me.
I want to say it was February. I know I did one where I talked about censorship and the First Amendment, which was just like kind of a short episode that I did. Yeah, and I... Well, fuck. You know, it's...
Some shits.
It's good to be back.
Fuck yeah, it is.
It's good to do this again, right?
Yeah,
sit down, we can bullshit.
We've had some beers, watched some Saturday Night Live with Elon Musk. That was fun.
That was a great episode. But
it really was.
I mean, the Mario skit takes the cake.
Yeah.
Fucking great, dude. Oh, man, it was so funny. Especially the little gif they did of Luigi's dick.
Oh, yeah.
Like the growing, like the mushroom there. Yeah. Like, what the
that
fuck?
That was pretty fucking good.
Oh, man, that was some creative, that was some creative stuff right
that
there.
That was pretty good.
But, yeah, man, it's, there is a lot that has happened since February.
A few things.
Fuck.
For sure. You know, Shelvin's convicted.
I guess
we're going to see if that's going to be what do you call that?
A mistrial, right? Retrial, something like
retrial.
That?
Retrial. Yeah, we're going to see how that goes. Good luck finding a jury that is unbiased.
So the craziest thing I heard about that was, like, some of the people on there were, like, they were basically, they're open, like, public supporters of BLM.
Right.
Which is fine. If you want to support your groups, that's fine, but... A jury's supposed to be non-biased. They're not supposed to, like...
And you can't be a group that's against police for the majority.
That's a fucked up situation. And that could be a discussion.
Well, and you gotta think, too, if these were normal citizens, this would be a whole different conversation. Which a cop is just a citizen.
Civilians on patrol,
through,
right?
I don't know if that's how it actually is.
I mean, that's
is,
what some people say.
You know, that's what I always thought, I don't really know, but that's what I view them as. But, like, some of them are shitty and make mistakes, man. But it's like a lot of people are shitty and make mistakes, and that's why we have cops in the first place. It's kind of shitty for a lot of cops that aren't assholes, you know, that are trying to do good and right by the people.
Would you say, though, like, as a cop, though, like, you have little room for mistakes, right? I mean, like, if you're a plumber, you can fuck up a pipe and, okay, I can come fix that, you know? But as a cop, you don't really have a lot of room for those mistakes.
No, it's just not really. You don't.
And it sucks, though, because, like, they're held to a higher standard, but they are humans, you know? I'm not even talking about racial stuff.
Like,
I'm just talking about general.
A lot of people don't understand how they would react in any of these situations. Like, we take the latest, the girl that got stabbed. What was it? What was her name?
Oh, shit, I'm drawing a blank on the name.
She was trying to stab the girl.
The Ohio incident? Yeah.
And the cop showed up and shot her. Meanwhile, while she's trying to stab this other young girl, her dad is kicking some other lady in the head in the video.
Oh, no shit.
And it's like, all right, well, you know, that girl called the cops because somebody was there harassing their family with a knife, and then the cops showed up, and they're literally there trying to stab them. I know this is going to sound pretty dark and gloom, but there would have been, you know, a stabbing victim, and then somebody in prison, possibly some, you know, somebody dead, and then somebody in prison. This way, there's just somebody dead.
He saved a life.
In the most morbid way, at least one life was saved, and it wasn't like, you know, I don't know, that sounds bad how I put it, but you know what I mean? The cop showed up there, she saved a life, and the other person was literally trying to take a life. Like, we could have saved that person to, like, everybody else pay for in taxes and everything else, you know, make another prison richer. People like to complain about that one, too. Or we could have just went for the old eye for an eye type thing.
Well, also, if you, like, CPL laws, and I mean, I don't know Ohio's laws completely. I mean, I know they honor Michigan's license, right. But here in the state of Michigan, if I witness, say, someone trying to stab you with a knife, yeah. you're down on the ground, they have a knife, I can legally shoot them.
Yeah.
As a you know, a CPL holder. I can actually do that legally because your life is in danger.
Right.
With a deadly weapon. So technically, I mean, the cop basically did that, I guess. I mean, now no one here thinks that, like, that's a good decision, or not a decision, but a good situation to be in. Like, it was shitty, terrible. I mean,
and I do hear, you know, people are like, innocent till proven guilty. It's like, well, if you show up while someone's trying to stab somebody or shoot somebody, it's kind of proven right then in that moment that they're guilty. And are we going to, I don't know, let them get away with it in order to prove them
that they're guilty?
Or are we going to just do everything necessary to stop the situation and save a life? Like, what do you really want?
Well,
and if this wasn't a cop and it was, I don't know, say one of the neighbors that showed up, you wouldn't hear about this, it wouldn't make the news, and right. No one would give a fuck. As you said, even if they were a CPL holder, nobody would give a fuck. Because the guy wouldn't have a badge. But he would have done the same thing that everybody else wanted him to do, but they wouldn't have. It's just because he was a cop.
Well, also, you're not going to hear national headline news when a CPL holder does something good. All you're going to hear about is mass shootings and evil people with guns. You never hear about good people with guns. And let me tell you, there's far more good people with guns than bad people, because there's so many Americans that owns guns.
Well, and it's like we like to, especially with this whole fucking masculinity thing and shit, it's like, well, men are inherently bad, all of us, so we have to take guns away from us because we're all murderers and gonna kill people.
Right.
That's just gonna happen. Like, if you have the potential to do something, you're just gonna do it, apparently.
Apparently, which, that's what they think.
which, if that were fucking true, everybody has the potential to work and everything else right now. Get IDs, get fucking cars, everybody has the potential, okay? But nobody's out doing it, so that doesn't mean I'm gonna go fucking kill somebody, too. You know what I mean?
Well,
but, everyone fucking is like, oh, well, we gotta give people something for opportunities. We also take stuff away from people. It takes away certain opportunities.
Oh, yeah, like, you're affecting an entire demographic here because, there are far more responsible gun owners than there are irresponsible gun owners. Because if guns were an actual problem in this country, there'd be fucking slaughter on the streets every day. I mean, yeah, some cities have that, you know, Chicago, Detroit, places like that, but I mean, legit, like, if it was a real problem, it would be a lot bigger of a situation, you know?
Right.
You have a few bad apples, again, you have a few bad cops, too, but that doesn't make everyone collectively, the police are not evil, collectively, gun owners and gun enthusiasts are not evil.
Yeah, I think collectively, if police were evil, there would be a lot more police shootings and a lot more people jailed daily.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's... And this anti-gun agenda. Now, anybody who knows us knows how we feel about our firearms. And this whole anti-gun agenda... One of my biggest pet peeves about this whole thing is the people who want to make these laws know jack shit about guns. absolutely know nothing about guns.
Right.
You legit have Joe Biden suggesting that you shoot a fucking shotgun in the air as a warning shot.
Yeah, right, right.
Simple
like,
physics.
That round's not going to come back down. Like, cause and effect, like we were kind of just saying, right. A little bit.
Yes.
It's not exactly the same thing.
What
but
goes up must come
exactly
down.
Exactly the same thing.
I mean, these people know nothing. Nothing about... They think an AR-15... I've heard people, okay, I won't... Not fucking Democrats that don't know nothing about guns.
Not even Democrats, man. Like, people that say they're conservative will say some shit about some guns. I'll be like, what?
If you're conservative and you don't know about guns, you're not a conservative. you're not a conservative. But
people
heard,
that say they are.
But I've heard Democrats say, you know, AR-15s are 50 caliber rounds.
No.
Show me a fucking AR-15 well, that's a 50 caliber round. I want to own that motherfucker.
You could get, you know, something that's AR platform, but, you know,
oh,
that's
sure.
Just
yeah.
a fucking
I mean,
223 rifle.
You can get it in a 22
fucking...
if you want, but it's a 223-556, same round as an M4.
Right.
I believe the M16 was also the same round.
223-556,
yeah. 223. So, but the AR-15, and I think we've said this on the show before, the AR-15 is just a hunting rifle and a scary Halloween costume.
Well, it's like I say, my, you know, my 30-30 was, you know, that's a cowboy killer. That was our rifle, you know.
Well, that gun
the
was
old
used...
lever action 30-30 killed so many goddamn men.
That was a gun
and
used in a civil war.
People don't seem to understand that. And if you see that gun, that's what people look at as a hunting rifle.
Right.
Fuck, and that's one that I can't even use down here.
That was
here.
Actually a war
like,
served
like
gun.
What people don't seem to understand is like an AR-15, you can actually use to hunt down here, can't you? Or no, well, you might not be
no,
able to.
No,
I
northern,
high
in
but
northern
is, you have to be northern.
Yeah.
So it's still, we have like laws here, like you can't even hunt with them down here. But being that it's a high-powered rifle, it's same reason people would own like, you know, the 30-30. It's accurate over long range. You can take something out like fairly easy.
It's a mid to long range
you
rifle.
Know?
Yeah.
They'll use them for deer, cross fields and shit. Fucking.
Did you know you can use a pistol
I mean,
to
fuck,
hunt with?
Anything. Yeah.
You can hunt with a pistol down here. Down here you can. Like
you know you can get a fucking pistol also chambered in a fucking 12-gauge round. I don't recommend it.
Oh, all the or they
DC Contender.
They have that one.
Or a 50-cal pistol. Like I mean
the 410 revolver though.
Yeah.
What about that?
That's
pretty
nothing
sick.
In comparison to a fucking TC Contender.
Well,
with
I'm just saying
load.
Like a revolver though. I mean that's fucking
but,
cool.
You know, people don't understand like you can get a fucking gun damn near chambered in anything. Like a shotgun's not just a 12-gauge. Okay.
Yeah.
Right? And a fucking, a 20 gauge with a shotgun slug is like a 50 cal. Okay? It's a half inch slug. Like,
yeah.
Like, people think, oh, 50 cal, scary. Ah, my muzzleloader was a 50 cal. It's a fucking muzzleloader, a 50 cal. And it wasn't like it was a crazy, scary
but,
fucking,
but let's
you know.
Be fair, the muzzleloader isn't very fucking accurate.
No, it is. It's a fucking, a new muzzleloader is very accurate.
Well, I guess, well, what depends, like,
you're talking about a fucking musket back in the day, no?
Well, you
a
know,
ball round,
I guess
no.
Now they would have the rifled barrels, so that makes sense.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, because back in the day, dude, they would just rattle down the barrel, so when it came out...
Or it's like, you get sabotted slugs and shit, rifled slugs. I mean, it just, you know, all depends. But yeah, people just don't understand guns. They don't understand your grain... Like, what your grain of powder is. They don't understand, like, a 223, you know, the M16 isn't much bigger than, like, your 22, what is it, 22-250. It's not much different than that. The slug's a little bit different of a size.
Well, from a 20...
But a 22-250, I think, is slightly smaller.
Oh, no,
casing.
Yeah.
Anything,
it's got less powder. Anything in a 22 caliber is smaller.
Less powder.
You do have, like your 22 Magnums that are pretty damn strong.
22 Magnums, but there's a 22-250. It's bigger than 22 Magnum. And that's a little bit smaller than, like, your M16 round. But, I mean, people think they're so scary, and they're really not, like... They're really not. People, what people need to understand is the same motherfucking thing with that case. Like, the girl didn't have a gun. She had a knife, and she was going to kill somebody
deadly
with
weapon,
it.
Though.
If I wanted to kill you, I could do it with a fucking remote for my TV if I really wanted to.
That'd be a hell of a death.
Like, and I've said this before, like, we're going to see people get medieval. If they got nothing else, people gouge fucking eyes out with their thumbs. People choke people out with their hands. True. We have a whole sport, like, more than one whole sport dedicated to literally beating the absolute fuck out of each other.
MMA?
MMA.
Professional wrestling?
Well, professional wrestling is for show, but what is that? What is that? You're like a fucking gladiator. You're like, oh, let's watch these guys beat the shit out of each other for fun. Oh, we'll pay a bunch of money. And we're against guns? Like, we're glorifying literal violence that is okay. But we want to ban guns because it causes people to get killed. Okay, no. How about let's not glorify beating the shit out of each other? And we probably also wouldn't glorify shooting somebody that's beating the shit out of somebody either. You know what I mean? Like, if we glorify this violence all the time for sport, it's going to be easier to condone violence. You know what I'm saying? There's agitation.
Definitely not the direction you want to go, sure.
But this is the thing. We're missing the point here, is these sports that people pay so much money to view are literally all based on beating the fuck out of each other with zero weapons. Zero weapons. And people train to do this. We're training weapons. Okay.
Well, people just like violent entertainment.
We don't put these people away, and we know they're capable of fucking killing somebody every day if they have a bad day.
Have you read or heard of any of Joe Biden's plans for gun control? Have you heard any of that? Like
the red flag laws are just fucking stupid.
What was the other one? The ghost guns? Cuz like,
well, ghost guns I can understand in a sense that, like, all right, so a ghost gun, you can, like, buy all the parts for the upper receiver and shit for to make your AR-15, right? And then you got to mill out the lower receiver and shit.
Right.
Which not a lot of people are capable of doing. You got
to
have...
Well, they just don't want to take the time to do it.
Or they don't want to take the time to do it. So the people that are doing that, like, that's what they're talking about is ghost guns. And those aren't even fucking commonly used. The problem with this shit is he wants to ban, like, uncommon weapons that aren't even fucking, like, okay. They're like, why? Okay, if we're trying to ban weapons that people are, you know, because people are committing mass murders and shit, wouldn't you want to straight up ban the shit that people are fucking shooting people with the most, like pistols and stuff like that?
Well, that's the thing. It's like,
and he wants to ban the straps that you can buy to stabilize, like, that people don't use to kill people with. He wants to ban, like, all the shit that people can make on their own, essentially, that are literally like the AR-15s and stuff, like people that are like military rifles, you know what I'm saying, that civilians can access with high fire rates. Stuff like that. He doesn't want us to be able to... Or this is at least my interpretation. He doesn't want us to be able to fight back. He doesn't give a fuck about us being able to fight other citizens.
Well, I also think that...
Or killing each other.
I think Joe's a big virtue signaler.
He doesn't give a fuck about that.
I think he... And in this gun control case, I'm glad he's a virtue signaler. Because that's all he's doing. He's virtue signaling. He's acting like he's actually accomplishing something that's going to stop it.
Yeah, but it's not.
You know, but, right. Because going back to the ghost gun thing... Nobody who wants to go mass kill somebody is going to be like, well, I'm going to sit here and order all my parts and wait for them to deliver. But no, they're going to get the quickest gun they can.
And then buy a, you know what I mean, a CNC fucking bullshit to do
this. You know,
this.
They're not going to go through all that effort. They're not going to, I mean.
Like, what was that? What the fuck was that movie with, what's his name? John Malkovich, I think it was.
I didn't see that.
Was
movie.
It John Malkovich? He fucking know. Like. Print 3D prints this like single shot pistol.
Now they can do that. I know that.
No, like shit like that, I can understand banning. But you're not even looking into shit like that. That's undetectable at an airport, you cucks. Like, what are you fucking doing here? Like, you're like not even making sense with this shit. Yeah, I can see a million things that you should ban, or like not, like maybe flag the software for. Like, if you see a design for a non-detectable firearm, I can get why that might raise some suspicions. It would raise mine. Grab me a Cervezas too, buddy. Should be two more in there, top right. I can see where that would raise suspicions. But the guy that has this fucking massive paper trail of all these parts he ordered to his address, or even his friend's address, or wherever the fuck else he's, you know what I'm saying? That UPS had to deliver them cocksuckers somewhere, right? And they know where. They all have a serial number, or they came from somewhere, right? Some way to track them. And that's what he wants to ban. Or like I said, the stabilizer things for your arm, like... Those aren't even what people are using to kill people.
No, they're not.
And it's like, okay, so what are you actually doing to prevent people from killing each other with firearms?
And I'm okay. Go ahead, Biden. Keep virtual signaling, because really, banning any kind of gun is not going to do you any favors or the rest of us.
No.
And these red flag laws,
and if cops are out there trying to kill people... And this is what the people think, and they need a right to protect themselves against, again, and I'm in complete agreeance. I am in complete agreeance, okay? Waco is real. you know, you should be able to defend yourselves, whether Absolutely. It's against your crazy cracked out neighbor or somebody trying to hurt your family, or even if it's police in certain circumstances, you might have to defend yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to take away shit for people to defend themselves, even against police, which people are in an uproar about, you're definitely not going to win any votes there.
Well, and these red flag laws are really fucking bother me, because, like, essentially it's like they want to do all these, you know, psyche valves, background checks, those are fine. But, like, the red flag laws are like anybody, like a cop can just say, well, this guy... He doesn't seem mentally stable, but it goes further than that. Like, they can go...
Facebook posts and shit.
They can go through social media posts. They can go through family members. Okay, so they can interview your ex-wife and ask her, is he mentally stable to own a weapon?
Right.
What do you think your ex-wife is going to say? In most cases, I know there's some good ones out there that get along, but in most cases, you're going to be like, this motherfucker's crazy. He can't have a
gun. What's that line?
How is that fair?
What's that line from King of Staten Island? It's like, you went to the worst place you could get a review about me from.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly.
Like,
it's like...
Like, you're going to fucking go to social media where there's a bunch of people that don't share the same opinion as me? Of course they're not all going to like me. You're going to go to my ex-wife? Of course she doesn't like me.
Right.
Oh, how about you actually go to the every other altercation I've had with police, or everything else I've had to do with firearms and everything else in my past? I'm the least likely person to fucking hurt you. Even when you pull a gun on me, I'll choke you out. That's been proven.
I've seen it happen.
That's been proven. I've seen it happen. No, I mean, it's been proven. There are 6 cops to witness that shit. That was fucking, you know.
I'm pretty sure you went on a drunken rant about that last summer on one of the shows.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we were sitting around the bonfire. And I don't you were remember. Just,
which, but
you gotta stop the drunken rants. They just go on and on.
I do know that it's like, I mean, not everybody is immediately gonna snap to shoot to somebody. So, like, the people that own guns sometimes might need to use them against other people that are crazy that have guns.
Yeah.
Sometimes those people that have guns that are good, genuine people like to just shoot animals to feed their families.
I can also say, though, that most gun owners and most people with CPLs, I can almost guarantee that most of them don't ever want to use that firearm other than at the range or hunting.
No. Yeah, no shit.
No one wants to take another... I mean, you got some nutcases out there, but most people don't want to take someone else's
life. Most of those people join the old fucking Army or Marine Corps, and then they have to go through psyche valves and get weeded out, too.
Well, Jesus.
Yeah. That's another thing people don't realize, too, is like, oh, a lot of these people, they're just nut jobs and they just want to kill. It's like, a lot of people get weeded out through that shit because you have to, like... You can ask a bunch of questions and shit. Like, you don't... Like, people don't seem to understand. They don't just, like, look at you and be like, ah, you can hold a gun. Like, you know?
Right. No, that makes sense, though. I mean, there should be a you know...
They don't want to train any old asshole just to release them back into society later. You know what I mean? They don't want to do that.
Well, yeah, no. That's... But I think sometimes, like...
If they did, we wouldn't have a prison system either.
you know what I mean? I don't know from firsthand... Well, I kind of do know from firsthand experience, in a way, growing up with my pops who was in Vietnam... It changes people, that stuff. So someone could be like the most normal person, but then they get turned and, you know, trained to be a trained killer. And a lot of times that ain't a switch you can just turn off.
Well, yeah.
You really gotta, they gotta really work on it. Yeah. A lot of our vets do. I mean,
yeah,
it's something that nobody understands.
Yeah.
You know, and especially in Vietnam, when you know, you come back and not only like, when you're trained to do some shit that you never thought you would ever have to do, then you come back here and you know, you have the American citizens shitting on you, calling you a rapist and a baby killer. With like, how, what the fuck do you know? You were burning your draft card, you fucking hippie. You don't fucking know.
You know, like, but like, in a sense, they're right too at the same point, and that's where the self-hatred comes in, like with that situation, is because some of the shit that happened over there was terrible.
Well, it was terrible, but they didn't, like, a lot they of,
didn't, but the thing is, the people that weren't going through it didn't understand
they didn't
half the reasons why any of it happened.
Well, they didn't, exactly. And the thing is,
was it good? No, I'm not condoning half the shit that
war's
happened
not
there.
Good.
No,
it's not
war's
pretty,
never
but,
good.
You know, Vietnam was an ugly
what
war.
Is that, what is that saying? Whatever, all is fair in love and war? Like, I don't think all is fair in love and war, but but I think that's the saying. That's, I mean, fuck, dude. If it's war, okay, you got to think about what war is. Even as little kids, when you're fighting over a toy, they jump to hitting each other and shit and stuff like that. And it's not even something that they have to see.
I think we're inherently violent as a species.
No, well, we are. Look at
territorial,
fucking chimpanzees.
I should say. We're territorial.
Look at chimpanzees. So while some people aren't, some people are. But I mean, like, even you know, everyone will crack at a certain point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like a, it's got to be something in the genes.
Look, we are fucking mammals.
Yeah.
We are mammals. We are primates.
Yeah, we are. We like to eat, sleep, and fuck.
This is true.
At least the dudes, us dudes do, right?
I mean, no, everybody fucks. Everybody fucks.
You're right.
Everybody fucks.
There's a lot of people that can go fuck themselves, I'll tell you that.
You hear that, everybody listening? You guys are all dirty fornicators.
Hey, you fornicators.
You dirty fornicating motherfuckers, you.
You must repent.
Chimpanzee-looking bastards.
Yeah,
hey, I'm not one to talk. I look like a caveman chimpanzee, so.
You look like an orangutan. You're red. I mean, there's a
I look like an ugly Bill Burr right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That's not a shit talk against Bill Burr. I love Bill Burr.
That's one thing. It is a shift in complete gears here, but I am really looking forward to entertainment venues opening back up.
Yeah.
Concerts, stand-up comedy. The movie theaters are back. I just went to one. I went to go see that one fucking movie. Well, fuck, I've seen two movies recently. The Godzilla vs. Kong, and I've seen... Son of a bitch, what movie was it now? I'm drawing a blank. I totally forgot. I went to it, but the movie theater served beer, so it was really cool. Oh, it was at Nobody with Bob Odenkirk.
Okay.
Oh, God. It's by the same creators of John Wick. Yeah. It was fucking
dude,
great.
Dude, you know, like...
It was a great movie.
I noticed, like... Dude, everyone is so ready to get the fuck back out. Like, I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but I swear to God, like, every time I go into Kroger, that bitch is packed full.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember back before all this shit,
Oh, yeah.
It was only packed full on, like, Fridays and Saturdays. During the week, the shit's like, you might have some old folk in there doing whatever they're doing, you know? But, like, nowadays, anytime you go in... Anytime you go in there, it's like packed full. Like people are in there just fucking aimlessly wandering around and shit.
So, what do you think about like, what do you think about the vaccine, man? I mean,
man,
like,
Okay, so like this is the big thing is everyone's like, well, you're an idiot if you don't trust a vaccine. You have to get your kids vaccinated and do all kinds of stuff. We've had to do that for forever, and it's like, okay, here's the deal, dickhead. Polio was around for how long before they had a successful vaccination?
And polio was a lot worse than COVID, though.
The flu vaccination has been around for motherfucking forever. Yeah, no shit. It wasn't like, hey, right now we have the chance of getting COVID. If you get the vaccination, you still have every chance of getting COVID, and you have the chance of all these other side effects. So it's like we either have the chance of COVID or we have the chance of COVID and side effects. And I don't understand what the end game is there. Like, I don't fucking get it. There, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this administration has not given anybody incentive to get the vaccine, for one. It's, you get the vaccine, but you still have to socially distance and wear a mask. Then why get the fucking vaccine?
Right.
Why get the vaccine if you still have to do that? Oh, because you can still carry it and give it to others. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, again,
so there's no point in fucking doing it if you're still going to spread it and everyone's going to get it. What is the point of this?
I want to keep bringing this around. I want to use a liberal logic here, right? My body, my choice. It is your choice. It is not my responsibility.
Well, if
listen.
You don't like it, turn your head. If you don't like it, don't worry about it.
Well, here's the thing.
That's like a big thing that we get from the left all the time. And it's like, I hear it from the right too. But it's like, don't fucking use your own bullshit against me, but then not take your own advice.
But
one
of my biggest arguments is I won't actively seek out to hurt somebody or put someone else in harm's way. But it's also the general public's responsibility to their health is not my responsibility. If you need to wear a mask and you need to socially distance, you need to lock yourself in the basement, do what you think is right for you.
Right.
It shouldn't be mandated on everybody because it's my choice, my body. And if you're going to use a logic, which you see this from the left a lot, though. It's okay if it's for their agenda or their beliefs, but it's not okay when you throw it back at them for how you feel.
Right too.
It happens on both sides, but I'm saying, you're absolutely right. But okay, abortions, for instance, I don't have a lot to say about it. I'm not a female. I've never, all that. I usually generally stay out of this subject, but still, your body, your choice, right? Same concept, right? Same concept, in a way, I mean, I'm going to just stray away from the abortion thing because I'm a dude. I have nothing to say about that. But in the same...
Well, we do, but we're not allowed to.
Yeah, we're not allowed to, so we won't. But in the same token,
you're allowed to kill it, but I'm not allowed to walk away from it.
No shit.
And don't get me wrong. I have two beautiful daughters that I fucking plan to have and I love.
Yeah,
but I swear to God, if you can kill it, I should be able to walk away. Dave Chappelle said it best, and fuck you if you don't agree with me.
I agree with that, yes. But we're both good fathers here, so that doesn't apply to us. But yeah, man, I mean, I think, it's not my responsibility to make sure that you're healthy. Again, though, if I know I have COVID, I'm not going to go hanging out. Like, I did have COVID. We had COVID.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I stayed inside. I quarantined for 10 days. I wasn't around my kid. I wasn't around my mom. I wasn't around friends. Because I'm not an asshole.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's just like when you're sick with the flu, you're not going to fucking... act like we're putting everyone in danger when we don't have symptoms of the flu. It's like... Well, fuck, I'm sorry.
Hey, Matt, I have the flu. Let's still do this podcast. Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that.
Why not, bud?
It's ridiculous, man. It's not for everyone, okay? It's not for everyone. Right. A lot of people don't want to take this vaccine, and it's okay. You shouldn't lose rights, and you shouldn't lose opportunities because of it. Plus,
well, like everyone taking it right now is a human trial.
Not to mention, what happened to the patient, doctor-patient confidentiality? Why do I need to prove you that I have a vaccine to go fucking flying? Who gives a fuck? That's my personal business.
Right.
I mean, Jesus Christ. If the mask really worked, then what does it fucking matter, right? I mean...
They claim herd immunity works and herd immunity is reached by everyone getting it or everyone taking a vaccine and getting it. And they want everyone to take the vaccine to reach the herd immunity. It's like, well, then you're changing the definition of herd immunity here.
Oh, yeah. They just keep defining it to fit their agenda.
Yeah, you're to keep defining it to everyone gets the vaccine. Well, that's not herd immunity. Not a natural herd immunity.
That's not natural herd immunity, right? Right. Yeah.
And they're saying, people are getting these vaccines, and some people have blood clots. I've heard arguments that, those six people got blood clots, or 10 people. I can't remember what it was now exactly, so bear with me here. But they're thankful to be alive, and it's like, well... The chances of them dying at all, and these people still had COVID, were very slim. They still could have got COVID, yes, but they wouldn't have had blood clots. And it's like, so what did that actually benefit if all these people had COVID? And I think, like in Michigan, there was something like stupid 40-some percent of the cases or whatever. People got sick again. Some had to be hospitalized. And it's like, so all those people ran the risk of getting COVID before. Now they had COVID, and we can't say, what is it, causation or correlation equals causation. But what I will say is, out of all those cases, if those people didn't have the vaccine, only risk they ran was getting COVID. And then they all had all this other shit happen after they got the vaccine. So it's like, what did it help any of those people? You know what I mean? If 50%, if under 60% is what? What is that, Willie, when grading papers in school? What's 60%?
I think that was like upper D, lower C, maybe?
I don't know. But if 40%, 40-some-odd percent of the people have to be or sick again and rehospitalized, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's like a D-minus, isn't it?
But I know, like, also, like, like, if you have the vaccine, you don't get the symptoms as harsh, right? But I also think, like...
But some people are having to go to the hospital and shit afterwards.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not hospitalized. That's what I'm talking about. There's always a statistic there, but... Like, there was, like, 40-some-odd percent of the people were sick again with all the same shit.
I think the same thing
goes with... some had to be hospitalized.
I think the same thing goes with the antibodies, though. Like, after you have it, like, if you get it again, it's not as bad.
Right.
I would just rather have the antibodies, which we already do,
right.
You know, than get an experiment... Basically an experimental vaccine...
And if it is so contagious and that's how you reach the herd immunity and that's what we're pushing for, then we needed to just open up and take the fucking masks off anyways. All get this and start building these antibodies.
Well, we've been saying it for a year now.
What are we actually doing? If the whole point of the vaccine is to reach herd immunity, then why do we have masks on now?
We've been saying it for...
Why are we doing this? If old people, again, we need to treat that just like we have with every other illness
or virus,
they need to stay away from the general population.
Immunocompromised, all that.
If we like, gotta take a fucking day or a certain time of day to have stores open just for fucking them, do it.
I would respect it.
Like, if that's what we're gonna do, but none of what we're doing is making sense. Respect our elders by putting sick people in the fucking nursing homes and shit. Like, none of that made any sense. None of what we're doing makes any motherfucking sense.
Thanks for that, Whitmer.
Right? And it's like, again, I don't know whether the fuck any of this is just, you know, conspiracy or not, because this happens every couple of years. We have this big, crazy fucking shit that everybody needs to be afraid of.
Oh, yeah, this ain't the first.
You know, Zika, Ebola, all this other shit.
Swine flu.
Just every
bird
couple
flu,
years.
SARS?
Everything's just happening.
MERS?
Well, this is SARS.
Yeah, this is a version of it, yeah.
It's like, what we keep having this crazy shit, and we all, the world just keeps fucking spinning. Seems to be faster and faster. I don't know.
Are we going to start time traveling?
Like, and we keep people keep reproducing. We're not losing population, so.
Actually, statistically now, people are having less kids.
Yeah, but that's not because of COVID.
No.
We're clearly thriving, and it's not because of fucking disease taking us out. It's fucking, people are like, hey, we got a lot of people on this planet.
I also think it's like the living wages and shit like that and the price of everything now. Like,
why the fuck do you think that is, though? We got more and more people.
Oh, yeah.
We have more and more people. Yeah. We have to create actually useless jobs that we didn't ever fucking have to have.
Just so someone can.
You think if there was 12 goddamn people on the planet, we could get by on a 12-acre plot, no internet, and we'd all thrive great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice little commune.
Yeah. We'd all just thrive like fucking champs. We could all have tanks. Like, we could fucking literally have everything we wanted.
Fuck it. Why don't we just fucking do it now?
But we can't because there's so many people.
Let's go out in the woods somewhere.
People want to blame, we need to raise the minimum wage and stuff, and it's like, well, that's going to drive inflation. It's like, well, no, inflation is why we need to raise it. It's like, well, how the fuck are they going to get all that money? We have all these people, and we have to create more jobs for all these people, and what are we going to do? The already existing jobs pay out more money that we already don't have.
Well, two things.
We already know we're printing off more money that we don't have anything to back it with.
And it devalues.
Which also, inflation, right there. To end up paying more people more money.
Two things that have happened with a minimum wage hike to that, right? The $15 an hour. Automation. Less hours for actual people.
And instead
they're going to just hire more people at less hours.
Instead of letting people fucking live on communes and shit. Like,
or restrict their hours.
Like what they should do. Like, fuck. Waco was a little weird because there was like a dude banging some 14-year-old girl. Okay, that wasn't,
that's
fucked. I'm not all right with that. But... Like, what they all had going on there, like, if they all had their own farm and could successfully, like, fucking have 70-some-odd people, whatever, living and thriving on that farm for very little cost impact.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not? And they just want to break that shit up. Like, that's, like, people aren't allowed to, like, do that. You can't have six people living in a home, even if six people are comfortable with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if six people were living in your, six grown-ass adults living in your house, like, they're going to charge you out the ass for it just because you're trying to save money by all living together.
Oh, of course.
Like, it's so ridiculous how we set shit up. Like,
I mean, economically, there's a lot of changes that can be made. I mean, I think, but you know, going like $15 an hour minimum wage in Michigan, let's say Flint, Michigan.
You better give me another $5 an hour.
$15 minimum wage in Flint, Michigan is going to be a hell of a lot different than Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what I'm saying? No, like, shit. The cost of living in these places, you can't just go across the it needs to be state-run if they're going to do something like that. Because a $12 minimum wage in Michigan would be probably high enough. Probably too much, even. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the cost of living here, it's not as bad as some other places. So, but when you do that, small businesses are the ones that are going to hurt the worst, right? And again,
they are, dude.
Again, and I want to use
where the fuck are they going to get the money to pay out?
I also want to use liberal logic.
Where are they going to get the money to pay out?
I want to use liberal logic to make this point too. Liberal logic says, destroy all billionaires, right?
Yeah.
Places like Amazon, Walmart, guys like that, right?
It won't destroy them.
So what you're going to do though is you're going to destroy small business. And what are you going to do? You're going to use Walmart and you're going to use Amazon because those are the only ones that are going to be able to survive something like that.
Well, this is the thing, too, is like Amazon, like you use it because it's cheap. And I understand that. If you can get a product on Amazon for cheaper than you can go to Walmart and get it and it's delivered right to your door without you having to drive there, it's convenience.
Oh, great. Fuck yeah, it is.
but what does that fucking do for the guy working at Walmart that you want to make better wages? How is he going to make better wages if you ain't fucking shopping at Walmart?
I'm honestly, dude, Walmart workers make pretty good money now.
Well, I know, but this is the thing. Like, all these people support Amazon and shit, want better wages. It's like, you gotta fucking stop supporting places like Amazon, then.
You're absolutely right.
You gotta fucking stop.
Yes.
Like, you can't...
Go to Etsy, because those people are just small business people making their own shit in their garage.
But even then, I run into shit like that, too, is, like, people are like, oh, well, this guy's selling something, and he thinks he's going to make money off it. It's worthless. It's like, what'd you just buy last week on Amazon that you thought was cool?
Right.
Like, well, you fucking... There's people selling artwork for fucking thousands of dollars. This guy's selling it for 20. All right, I'd fucking buy that shit if I like art, yeah.
I'm going to be honest, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know how to work on cars, but I got people that want me to work on their shit. And it's like, is it worth it to me? Because you want me to do it for cheaper.
Right.
And this is the biggest problem that I have with art. Like, even people that I know, that I'm around all the time, like, that I hear talk, people that I see on Facebook, is that the general consensus is they always want something from businessmen. They always want something more. They need to provide more.
Yeah.
But they don't go out and get their own business. Because if they did, they would have to fucking live like shit in order to pay other people the same wage as them. And it would defeat the purpose of getting your own business. Like, if I've got a business and I make fucking $200 a day working for myself, right? I can get double the work done if I hire somebody else, right? But I can also lower my cost a little bit so it brings in more business. You know what I'm saying? But then I also got to split my pay. Now, I also have to cover the cost of everything, right? Overhead. So, if I am the boss man and I'm working with you and I'm making fucking $15 an hour, right? And I'm like, all right, I'm going to pay this guy $15 an hour. Or I'm probably going to pay him like 10 and I'm going to keep the extra 5 for setting everything up, for starting this business, which would seem fair to fucking anybody, right? Well, now I've got to fucking all of a sudden pay this guy an extra $5 an hour to bring him up when I'm only making $15 an hour, right? Well, how the fuck do I do that if I'm already, the rest of it already went to the cost of the business, the rest of it already went to everything it needed to go to, and I was able to make that extra $15 an hour. So, if you make me fucking pay this dude $15 an hour, well, where the fuck's my $15
You're gonna
coming
have to give
from?
Yourself more. You're gonna have to charge more for your service.
Right, and then that's gonna drive that onto the customer.
Well, it's all gonna also trickle down too, because then your supplies are gonna go.
That goes on to everything, though.
Yeah,
that goes on to everything, and that's what people don't understand.
Fuel,
they're
supplies,
like, well, that's
everything.
That's why trickle-down economics doesn't work. It's like, dude, that's a part of it right there, though. It's like, you don't seem to understand. Like, feeding the rich isn't a good idea if they're going to exploit the fucking poor. But, like, giving this guy money that he's going to spend everywhere, you know what I mean? Like, you got to think, like, what is it? What was the saying about the guy that fucking buys the Harley because he had the money to buy the Harley? He's like, well, there's a guy that fucking made the rims. There's a guy that made the fucking motor. There's a guy that, you know, back when everything was made here in the USA, he's like, it's not just fucking Harley made a bunch of money. Some dude, actually a bunch of people, were able to feed their kids all week, right?
Yeah.
Instead of one guy makes a shitload of money. This dude's going to work, and his kids are working at Amazon or some other dumb shit to pay his bills because he can't even afford it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they fucking don't want Ricky Gervais on the fucking shits anymore, because he called everybody out, the woke folk.
The woke gets hurt pretty bad.
But I just, you know, it's like people don't seem to understand that. Like, I would want to go into business for myself so that I can make money. Right? But the only way that I can provide a job for somebody else is if I'm making enough money to give them a living wage. Right? And if I give them a living wage, or at least what most people could get by on if they were smarter, believe me, I know if I didn't drink as much, smoke as much, or have other extracurricular activities aside from the go-karts, all this other shit that I do, I'd have more money.
Well, yeah, but you got to live life, too.
You know what
you
I'm saying? I'd have more money. But look, to say it's not a livable wage is stupid, because at $12 an hour, I was doing it, still drank, still partied, and still did all this shit.
You got to know where to throw your money at, where the budget is at, you know?
You know what I mean? And people are saying that you can't do it. It's like, so you really want to fucking, like, if your friends make it into business, you don't want them to thrive either. You don't want to thrive if you make it into business, right? If you make your own business and you're a fucking liberal, you don't want to make any more than the fucking livable wage, because you're a piece of shit if you do.
That's one way to look at it. I don't know.
You know what I mean? And everyone's like, oh, the rich needs to pay more taxes. They pay way more taxes than us.
They already do, yeah.
Way more. Way more.
Way.
Fucking way more. It's why when you make so much in overtime, you got to pay more in taxes, dipshit.
It sucks.
It's like we
Pisses
all go
off.
Through this.
I haven't worked.
I had to pay more in taxes this year than I did last year because I made more. It's like, and you're going to tell me that people who make more money don't pay more in taxes? Bitch, as soon as I made a little bit more money, they took it.
They fucking take
they
it.
They took it.
They fucking take it. Well, I think this is a good spot to wrap up, man, only because... Well, I have no reason why. I just figured.
Yeah.
But it was nice getting back together and doing this podcast.
Oh, yeah, we're
going
to have to, you know, pull our thumbs out of our asses.
We have to do it, Mars. Sorry, everybody. Between me working so much and Matt came on some hard times and some personal family issues that he's been taking care of lately, it's been hard to get together and do these podcasts as much as we used to. But we are going to make the effort and get content
and
out there.
We got to keep at it.
We are. We're going to do it. And, you know, we're going to try to plan some better things in the future. So with that being said...
We're out of beers.
Out of beers. And that's probably why I said wrap this up, to be honest. I'm like, I have no beers. I have no cigar. It's time to go to bed.
Well, y'all, you guys have a good night. Thanks for listening to the shit show.
Later, deuces. Or deuces later. Whatever. Peace out.
It just deuces, Will. Just deuces.
I'm too white for this
deuces.
Shit.
Deuces.
Too white.
I think that's white. I don't...